There was a stretch of time when I was really struggling to stay on track. I even shared it on the podcast. I have so many ideas. I had so much I wanted to create, but actually focusing and staying on track felt like wading through the fog. And yet, of course, sometimes I think it's the coffee, but no, my morning coffee ritual has always and will always be sacred. It's that first sip, the aroma, the quiet moment before the day begins. It truly lights up my soul. I've always found mushrooms and coffee to be beneficial, but this one is extra special and I really want to share it with you. I've started using Everyday Dose for my morning ritual. This is coffee plus benefits. It's real coffee blended with lion's mane and chaga mushrooms, collagen protein, and nootropics, and it tastes just like coffee. The coffee you already love, but it gives you this smooth, clean energy that carries you through the day. I didn't experience a crash, no jitters, and it became a part of my morning rhythm now, and I'm just so grateful to use it in the morning, and I'm so happy that I get to share this with you. So right now, for Black Friday, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts, plus enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/magic or use code MAGIC at checkout. This is where it gets more delicious. So quantum jumping is not manifesting. Manifesting says, hey, I want something I don't have yet, and I need to call it in. Quantum jumping says, there's already a version of me who has this, so let me connect with her. Manifesting can sometimes feel like chasing, right? Like hoping and trying and waiting and scripting and forcing and wishing. But quantum jumping feels like becoming. No begging the universe, no gripping. No perfect routines. It's simply tuning your energy to the version of you who's already living the experience you want. So manifesting asks, how do I get this? Quantum jumping asks, who is the me that already has it? And how can I step into her? Manifesting is often about the outcome, right? But quantum jumping is about the identity. Manifesting is, I want that life. Quantum jumping is, I'll be the version of me who lives that life. Hello, hello, magical friends, yo me's. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. Welcome to Freaky Friday. You ever have one of those moments where you suddenly feel different? Like you wake up and something in you has quietly shifted overnight. You get a little bolder. You say no without apologizing. You walk into a room with softness you didn't have the day before. And you can't quite explain it. It's not a new habit or a new moon or a new ritual. It's just you. But a slightly different you. A version of you that feels like she's been waiting in the wings for a long time. I had one of those moments recently. That subtle feeling of, oh yeah, I think perhaps quantum jumping is true. Then I may have just changed timelines. Not in a dramatic sci-fi way, but in a very human, very embodied way. Like I stepped into a more confident version of myself without even trying. And it made me think about this idea of quantum jumping, that somewhere out there in the vast multi-universe of possibilities, there are countless versions of us living out different paths. Not fantasy versions, well maybe, but fully realized, fully alive versions of who we could become. And sometimes it feels like we brush up against one of them. Like we get a transmission from the other me who already did the thing I'm craving or healed the thing I'm navigating or grew into the softness I'm learning to cultivate. So today I want to explore that little shimmer between the life you're living and the life you could be living. The idea that maybe, just maybe, your intuition isn't coming from the universe up there, but from the version of you who's already a few steps ahead. So settle in, take a breath, and let's slip into a different reality together. I've been talking about Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth for a while now, and for good reason, the herbal supplement designed to help women maintain optimal hormone levels. It's trusted by women all over the world, with more than 50,000 reviews and 98% recommending it to loved ones. And now you can take those results even further by pairing it with Happy Mammoth's prebiotic collagen protein, which is science-backed. I'll tell you all about it. This unique blend is designed to restore gut lining integrity, which plays a major role in supporting overall hormone balance. It helps to relieve occasional bloating and gas, reduce sugar cravings, and keep you feeling satisfied longer, support healthy, sustainable weight management, boost energy, and support general well-being. And because your gut directly affects your hormones, improving gut health can actually amplify your hormone harmony results so you can feel more like yourself again. And as someone in her mid-30s, I've really enjoyed adding the prebiotic collagen protein to my daily routine. Again, I'm lighted by the fact that it's backed by science and it's become a simple treat I look forward to whether I'm blending it into a smoothie or just mixing it up on the go. And the best part, Happy Mammoth is fully dedicated to women's health. Again, their products are made with science-backed ingredients, so no compromise ever, so you know you're getting quality that actually works. Right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Use code MAGIC for 15% off today. Let's drop into this idea gently. The multi-universe can sound overwhelming, like infinite timelines, infinite dimensions, infinite yous. But I like to think of it in a much simpler, much more human way. Imagine your life as a long, winding trail through a forest. You're walking your current path, the one you know, the one you can see under your feet. But surrounding you on all sides are thousands of other little trails you could step onto at any moment. Some are tiny shifts. The you who drinks more water. The you who wakes up feeling calm. The you who doesn't take things personally. The you who unapologetically trusts her gifts. And some are enormous shifts. The you who moves to a new city. The you who becomes a mother. The you who writes a book. The you who chooses the love she deserves. But here's the magical part. All of these versions of you already exist as possibilities. They're not fantasies. They're potentials your consciousness can align with. When you change your emotion, you change trails. When you shift your beliefs, another trail opens. When you embody a different version of yourself, you step into her path. It's less parallel dimensions and more parallel choices, parallel identities, parallel versions of your soul. And whether you realize it or not, you've been slipping between these paths your whole life. Every time your mindset shifts, every time your heart softens, every time you trust your intuition instead of your fear, that's the multi-universe, they say. It's not out there, but in you. But now here's quantum jump versus manifesting. And this is where it gets more delicious. So quantum jumping is not manifesting. Manifesting says, hey, I want something I don't have yet and I need to call it in. Quantum jumping says, there's already a version of me who has this. So let me connect with her. Manifesting can sometimes feel like chasing, right? Like hoping and trying and waiting and scripting and forcing and wishing. But quantum jumping feels like becoming. No begging the universe, no gripping, no perfect routines. It's simply tuning your energy to the version of you who's already living the experience you want. So manifesting asks, how do I get this? Quantum jumping asks, who is the me that already has it? And how can I step into her? Manifesting is often about the outcome, right? But quantum jumping is about the identity. Manifesting is, I want that life. Quantum jumping is, I'll be the version of me who lives that life. One can feel like pulling the future toward you. The other feels like slipping into a future that already exists. And honestly, the second one feels softer, right? Less pressured, more intuitive, more feminine, more magical, right? Because you're not creating from scratch. You're meeting yourself. You're remembering a version of you that's already real. So, how do you actually do it? How to meet your other self? How do you meet the version of you who's already living the life you want? Well, the beautiful thing is you don't have to meditate for an hour or chant or visualize every single detail. It's much simpler than that. It's stepping into her inner world, not recreating her outer world. And here's a little practice you can try. Something you can do right now or later tonight or whenever your body feels open to it. First, close your eyes. Take a soft breath, not a deep one, just a natural one that lets your nervous system know you're safe. If you want to take a deep one, fine, but you want to let your nervous system know you're safe. Step two, imagine a doorway or a curtain or a light. Anything that feels symbolic to you. It doesn't need to be mystical. It can be a simple threshold. Step three, on the other side of that doorway is the version of you who's already there, already healed, already confident, already steady, already trusting the path she's on. So don't imagine her life, imagine her energy, how she feels when she wakes up, how she carries herself, how she speaks to herself, what she no longer tolerates, what she no longer tries to control, what she believes about her worth. And then step four, you'll step through the doorway and become her for a moment. Ask her gentle questions like, what do you know that I don't yet? Or what do you no longer worry about? What's one thing I can do today to meet you halfway? And just listen. Whatever comes up, it's her. It's you. It's the version of you who's already living the reality you're calling in. And then step five, when you open your eyes, take one tiny action from her world. Not a big leap, not a life overhaul. Just a micro choice that feels like it belongs to her timeline. That one action, that's the jump. And then here's the fun part. Most people think quantum jumping is this big dramatic shift, but the truth is you've been doing it your entire life without even naming it. Here are a few signs you've already quantum jumped. Maybe you have sudden clarity out of nowhere. Like you wake up one day and a decision you agonized over feels obvious. That's a timeline shift. Or you're just done with something you used to obsess over. Maybe it's a person or a habit or a storyline or a fear. And there's no grief and no drama. It's just neutrality. You just know. That's you stepping into a version of yourself with different emotional architecture. Maybe you act differently without forcing it. You set a boundary. You say no, you speak up, and later you're like, oh, hey, who's that? It was you, just from a different path. Or maybe your taste changes. You crave different foods or clothes or spaces, music, routines. It's not random. It's alignment with another version of you. Also, maybe time feels weird. Hours go fast when they shouldn't. Days stretch along when nothing happened. You lose track of time during a certain conversation. That's state shifting. Also, maybe relationships shift energetically. Like you're suddenly closer to someone or suddenly detached from someone without anything actually happening. Your frequency changed. So the dynamic did too. Or maybe you feel a strange sense of deja vu. Not like the spooky kind, but the kind where something feels familiar before you experience it. Like a memory from your future self. You get a quiet nudge to take a different path. Or turn left instead of right. Text someone randomly, start something new, let something go. Those nudges often come from the you who already moved in that direction. Quantum jumps aren't big cosmic events. They're tiny shifts in identity that add up over time. And most of them feel natural, like the next breath in your body. And then here's where things get a little freaky in the best way. Some people talk about reality glitches as if they're spooky or chaotic. The lights flicker, the clock jumps, the vibe in a room suddenly shifts. But quantum jumping has a softer version of glitches. The kind you feel more than see. Like those moments where you suddenly feel disconnected from something you cared about yesterday. Almost like the emotional card just dissolved. That's a jump. Or when you're in a conversation and it feels like time folds. You lose track of minutes, hours, and come out feeling like a different person. That's a jump. Or you take a nap and wake up in a different mood with a new idea or a new certainty you didn't fall asleep with. That's you slipping onto another trail in the multiverse. It's those subtle reality clicks where something inside you rearranges itself. No lightning bolt, no grand vision, just a quiet shift that feels like a page turning in a book you didn't realize you were writing. Quantum jumps rarely feel dramatic. They feel like you suddenly stepped into the version of you who was waiting for you to arrive. So how to make it work for you? How do you take this from a fun, freaky concept to something that actually shapes your life? It's all about identity, energy, and micro actions. Not forcing, not manifesting harder, not trying to become a different person overnight, just tuning into the you who's already living your future. Here are a few gentle ways to make quantum jumping work for you. Change your inner posture. Your future self doesn't think the thoughts you think today. Ask, what's the tone of her inner voice? Start adopting even 5% of it. Also, shift how you move through the day. The smallest details matter. How she drinks her coffee, how she gets dressed, how she speaks to people, how she speaks to herself. Embody one piece of her. And then choose one micro action a day that belongs to her timeline. Not something overwhelming, but something simple. Send the email. Go for the walk. Set the boundary. Rest when you're tired. Take the creative risk. Buy the book she would read. Let your nervous system lead the way. Your future self is intense. She's regulated. She's centered. She makes decisions from groundedness, not urgency. Follow the feeling of calm. That's where she lives. And don't chase her. Collaborate with her. She's not out there. She's right beside you. She's nudging you toward the version of life that's already unfolding. Every time you choose differently, every time you soften or trust or expand, you're not becoming someone new. You're remembering who you already are on another timeline. That's the jump. So as you move through the rest of your day, maybe let yourself wonder, hey, which version of me am I choosing right now? Not in a pressured way, but in a playful, curious way. Because you're not stuck, you're not behind, you're not waiting for the universe to pick you. You are shifting naturally, beautifully, into your next self. And if you love this little dive into the multiverse, make sure to tune into Magic Monday, another gentle episode you can take with you on your Monday morning walk this upcoming Monday. And if you want to connect more intimately, then I'm on Instagram and Substack at Raquel Mantra, RAQUELLEMANTRA. I have a new Substack out, expanding on the in and out of spirituality, my experience. It's been such a fun new world to play in and dip my toes into, but also read a lot of other people's work. And there's a lot of great pieces out there and a lot of great advice, a lot of relatability. It feels like a safe space. This is my kind of social media. It's not too much on the nervous system. It's perfect. I get to sit there and read and enjoy and connect. I absolutely love it. Anyway, I've been following everyone back and would truly love to connect with you on Substack. May the version of you you're stepping into feel like a soft homecoming. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic.